And in the Parsha Shoftim, it brings down the lachos of Baltashchis. Kisotzur el ir yomim ravim milochem aleh letovso loy sashchis es eitzol inoich aleh agartim vimeno toichal v'shoy lesichris ki odom eitz asod alavei v'ponecha v'matzor. It's really a question. Ki odom eitz asod alavei v'ponecha v'matzor, the way that Rashi is masber. From here we learn loy sashchis es eitzol, not to ruin something which is good. If you have a fruit tree, and you could use a tree which is not a fruit tree to cut it down if you need wood, better to cut down the tree that doesn't bear fruit than the tree that does bear fruit. The Gemara says that it brings down a few different cases of Tanoim Amaroim that sometimes that they ruined good things to after bloodletting, so they took their chair, and which was worth a lot of money, and they burnt it to warm themselves up. So Gemara says, what's the problem? Well, how can you do that? It's the Chorot of Baal Tashchis. So Gemara says, Baal Tashchis de Guf Adifo. It's worse to ruin your guf than to ruin your bench. That's why they say it's better to throw it in than to throw it out. Throw it out than to throw it in. If you have a lot of times people at the end, they make the mistake, there's a little bit of food left over, and they're not interested in it really. But you can't throw it out, so you eat it. It shouldn't be batashas. No, batashas de guf adifa. It's worse to throw it in than to throw it out. Now, if that's the case that it's batashas de guf adifa, then for sure by ruchnis, batashas de ruchnis is even adifa than that. Not to ruin an opportunity, a ruchnistic opportunity. Elul is one of those opportunities. The problem is that many people ruin the opportunity, their mashchis opportunity, because they don't know how to use that. So you'd rather not think about it and wait till we get the sukkahs and then we'll breathe again. So Passover Elul, and the question is, what do we do? How can we use the opportunity of Elul in the best possible way? So what is Elul? Anila deyidididili. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us. What does that mean? What does that mean? You wake up in the morning on Rosh Chodesh Elul and you feel your Rebbeinu Shel Olam a little bit closer than the day before. What does it mean practically? It's the way that the Balei Musar and the Hasidim or Masber is that the Melech is Basodeh, that it's easier to get to him. What does it mean? I was by a Chasana last week and there's a certain Rav that I wanted to speak to that to get an appointment with him is quite difficult, to say the least. Till you could get it, till you find, till but it's on Melech Hasana. And it was right by the Vedekim, right before the Chuppah, no one was there, bang, got him. I spoke to him for 5 minutes. Exactly what I wanted. Now, to get an appointment with him would have taken me 3 months. But now that he was available, he was out for Soda, it was easy to hop around. Kiviyachal. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu is always here. Kadosh Baruch Hu always has the ability, you always have the ability to speak to him. It's like the Gemara, I don't know if anyone saw the last Gemara in the Parak, for those that went further. Last Gemara in the 8th Parak. So it talks about Rav Ravachon and he forgot the bench. So he was in a shayara. He was in a group. He was in a caravan, and the caravan already started going, traveling. I wanted to go back and bench. So he says, "What should I tell them? That I forgot the bench? You know what they're going to tell me? They're going to say, the Rebbeinu Shlom is everywhere. Makes a difference. Machdash Tais, it doesn't make a difference where you bench. You can speak to the God wherever you are. It doesn't make a difference. So I'm not going to tell them that. So I have to tell them something else and made up a whole story exactly what happened so that they allowed him to go back. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always here. And even so, you're supposed to bench in a certain place. At the certain Rakam Talis Al Mokim, it says that at the beginning of the parsha, I saw by lunch there was a shtickle from the Zera Shimshain on the table, and he says Rakam Talis Al Mokim. If you have a machlekes between the Chachamim, so then you should go to the Lishkas Hagozes in the Beis Hamikdash to ask them what to do. He says why? Because there's certain places that you have more siyata d'shmaya in Limud HaTorah. Kimitziyah in Teitzei Torah, there's a certain siyata d'shmaya that there is in the Beis HaMikdash. That means you can have the same person, but if he's in place A, any dar el b'mokum Torah. There's more to any dar el b'mokum Torah. It's not just I'm going to learn here, I'll learn there. There's certain places that are more conducive. There's certain places that are more, certain times of the year that are more conducive, and certain, it says, Yitzumei Shoyem, it's machlekes in the Gemara. Rebbe holds Yitzumei Shoyem is machaper in Yom Kippur. That means the very day is machaper, even without a person doing tshuva. We paskin, no, you need tshuva as well. But Rebbe holds the day itself is machaper. There's certain days, there's certain requirements. In Yerushalayim is more Mekudosh than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and Beis HaMikdash more Mekudosh than Yerushalayim. Different places, different times that are have different segulos. And one of them is El is the Zman of Anila Deid Vedei Dili, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's closer. The way that the Chai Adam says, La'alach la'maisa, he says, B'negeah to Elul, he says that the tshuva is yoysim mekubeles during Elul. What does that mean? Tshuva is yoysim mekubeles. The person does tshuva, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. The truth is that if you look at Rabbeinu Yoyin, yeah, that's what it sounds like. In other words, the tshuva has to be, there's 20 time for a tshuva, for if a person was amazed. And there's certain tanoim, and a person really has to feel bad. And even if a person doesn't have all this tanoim, and a person's not, it's nevertheless during Elul, and especially during a Tzayis Mitzvah, Tosh Hashem Mimatzik Rubi Yisakarif, it's easier to do tshuva. That means that even if it's not 100%, and it's not 100% lishma, and it's not you don't have all the tanoim, you don't have everything, yeah, you could hop around. You could. You're the feelings of remorse that even though maybe they're not 100%, but that's enough. I asked Rav Asher once something about whether I should do a certain thing. So whatever the specific question was, but just to bring out the point, he said, I said, I don't know if my intentions are 100% lishma. He says 1%. Is it 1% lishma? Is it 1%? I hope it's 1%. Then you should do it. Whatever the question was, don't extrapolate from everything. But for most instances, that's the case. For most instances, that's the case. You can't stop doing things because it's not. It could be that in a chanami on a tshuva level, that's not 1% lishma is not enough. But during Elul, then you can get by with it. During Elul, you have the yichelis to do things to get away with things that you wouldn't the entire year. That's the opportunity. But you have to first think about it. And I think that's really the nekuda, is the anilo doidi, is to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the picture. And that's sort of the avoido of Elul, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the picture as well. They once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, a few people asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, I heard this week, that at least the person said over, he says he knows of at least two people that asked Rav Shlomo Zalman this question, and they answered the same way. They asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what does he work on during Elul? What does he work on during Elul? So he says, what he works on during Elul is chizuk in mei brachis. Chizuk in mei brachis. Now, what does that mean, chizuk in mei brachis? One of the lachas, the lachas of Reshus, that achayev adam levarach mei brachis goyim. Something that you have to do every day. What does it mean? The answer is that, of course, there's a lot of things that we have a chiv to do, but to do it, there's different ways to do it. He said that my baruch should be a baruch, my ato should be a ato, and a shem should be a shem. That means that it's not just saying the words and going through the motions, but really trying to put the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the picture. Ato is not just, we know that there's a ato is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch ato, you're in the picture, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's somebody here. There's a really, when a person is mechazik, even in things that he's mechuyev to do. I don't know if everyone heard the story happened at the end of Ben Zvanim. I just heard it this week about something with the Netil Sedaim. I don't know if anybody heard the story. Somebody brought his family. I understood it happened last week or 2 weeks ago. Somebody brought his family. It was a woman's day. He's from Bnei Brak. The person said of the story said he went to find out the pratim about it. He actually knows the person that it happened with. It's well known in Bnei Brak. He says that he was told to say it over without the person's last name. But he knows who it is. And the person in Bnei Brak that he went to take his family. It was a woman's day at the beach. And he went to take his family, dropped them off there. And he wasn't going to go all the way back to Bnei Brak, because they wanted him to pick them up in 2 hours. So he went for a walk. So he was going along the Arkon near Tel Aviv. And the Arkon is like a waterway, which is quite dirty, it seems. And walking back and forth, getting a little bit of exercise. And he bumps into a group of people, men. And they say to him, do you want to daven mincha? So he said, no, not specifically. Wasn't planning on doing daven mincha right now. He said, please, we're 9 people and we want to daven. Can you please be mashal the minyan? Okay, Baal Shem Tov's Haftocha, right? If you have 9 people, you're going to find the 10th. You want to be the 10th? Fine, I'll be the 10th, center. He says, the only thing is, I was makabel myself last Rosh Hashanah, that I don't daven unless I wash my hands. It happens to be halacha also in Hatz Shulchan Aruch. But he was makabel himself that way. I just wanted to bring out the point of being mischazik in something that you're required to do anyhow. Bekitzer, he said, can somebody have water here so I can wash my hands? Water. No one has water. What do I do? Since last Rosh Hashanah, it's already holding at the end of Av. We're almost made it. So Ibriyar, almost made it throughout the whole year. I'm not giving it up. So what should we do? He says, oh, you know, there's the Yarkon. There's this waterway over there. You go down to the waterway, and you Kitsi goes down, and it's full of mud, and it's full of, and he's, but what would he want to do for his Kabbalah? Kitsi, he goes down to stick his hands inside, and he sees a hand protruding from inside. So he thought it was like a doll. And all of a sudden he sees the hand moving. Quickly jumps inside. He actually is part of Atal. He jumps inside and he grabs this, what he picks it up, and a little girl inside, full of mud and full of everything. And Baruch Hashem, she's still breathing, and puts her on the side. He's full of mud, she's full of mud, and he hears teenage girl. Did anybody see my sister? Did anybody see a little girl? Did anybody see? Yes, we saw this little girl. Bekitzer, he saved the girl's life. Had been another minute, and she would have been under. And it's full of mud. They wouldn't have found her. Rahman al-Tlan. Who knows what would have been. Tremendous. Tremendous. From what? A chizuk of something that the person... There's a certain siyata d'shmai when a person is meisa nefesh. What does mesiras nefesh? If you like this name. Mesiras nefesh. Im yeshes nafshechem. Nafshechem means v'tzeinchem. Mesiras nefesh means to give up from your rotzein. It's not so easy. But you do it for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You don't have to jump into a fiery furnace. That's also mesiras nefesh. But mesiras nefesh is when you give up from yourself, from your nefesh. You give up from your rotzein. You do something for... It's not 100% easy, but you do it for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's mesiras nefesh. You get a siyata d'shmai. There's a din that you're supposed to wash your hands. The other nine people there didn't see him wash their hands. I don't know. Seder, maybe not mechuyev to. In such a case, lo yada, dalin milin. Maybe they're already walking for seder amount of time. We're not dining on it. But even being mischazik in the things that a person is mechuyev to do brings a tremendous yada d'shmai. So now, what lamaisa to work on? What lamaisa to work on during El Azman? So the first thing to do is the best thing to do is to start from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shvizi Hashem l'negdi tamid. Shvizi Hashem l'negdi tamid, which zeh milas tzadikim, and kiyodua the Gaon says zeh kol milas tzadikim. That is all the milas tzadikim. Betzem the Ramah summed up in the very first sentence, in the very first simon, very first sif of Shulchan Aruch, the milas kol milas tzadikim. It's Shvizi Hashem l'negdi tamid, which is really what we're saying to bring the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into the picture. It's Gad Kedai would say at least once over the course of Elul to read the Bir Alach and the first simon of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyos, which is bet in this inning of bringing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to the picture. Those that were zeicha to hear the shiur of Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyos, I was zeicha to hear Reb Schreiber gave. But maybe you could ask him to give. That would be very nice for Elul. But to go through that nekuda of betzem, everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is. It's really this expression. Tomim tiyeh b'Hashem alakecho is. The Aruch Chaim says, really should read it. Tomim tiyeh, im tiyeh im Hashem lekecha. The tiyeh goes lekanu leochor ulefnim. Tomim tiyeh, im tiyeh im Hashem lekecha. In other words, if you're with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so then you'll have shlimus. That means in everything that you do, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in the picture. I'll tell you a story that happened to me today. I went to an old age home to visit somebody. And I was trying to give them chizuk a little bit, older. So I started talking to them and saying how every mitzvah, I said over the story in the past, but just every mitzvah, how even somebody that they can't do so much, they need help sitting up and getting to bed and everything. They need help. What can they do already? It's the older woman. So I said a story from Steinman. Steinman says that Steinman used to give one shekel a day for tzedakah, zeicha nishmas, the 6 million people that were killed in the Holocaust. So says to him, Rebbe, if you divide one shekel by 6 million, it doesn't come out to be all that much. 1/6 millionth of a shekel, what is it getting to them? So he says, Gerecht, he says, you're 100% right. One shekel divided by 6 million is not a lot. But one mitzvah, nitzchis, for sure you could divide it by 6 million. But one mitzvah is that, it's the mitzvah. So he said, listen here, I said, what? One, the Altar of Kelm says, one amen, it's kedai to create the entire world, all 6,000 years, so that one time one person say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. And 1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai doesn't equal one amen. And 1,000 amen doesn't equal one amen in Shemai Rama. So saying, one bracha, one. So that to me, the place that we're in is not so conducive to saying brachas. Not everybody there can make it to the bathroom by themselves. It's not always a mokum, which is clean, they can't. Okay, that one's out. What it is to light Shabbos lift? You light Shabbos lift? Yeah, I used to. It's hard. Okay, that's also out. Alright, so what? So he said, Hillel Zokin. He said, do you know the story of Hillel Zokin? That he wants, the way he says, once I'm going to go do a mitzvah. He said, what mitzvah are you going to do? He said, I'm going to take a shower. He said, take a shower? What type of mitzvah is taking a shower? What do you mean? He says, by the Geshkas, what they do is they wash the Geshkas all for the covenant. He says, I'm going to be to wash myself for the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he took a shower for Shabbos. And afterwards, I was thinking to myself, when was the last time that I ever thought that when I'm taking a shower, I mean, kind of mitzvah. I was about to mean, you could bring the Rebbeinu Shel Olam into every scenario. It's something which is the story with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim came in once to, he was looking for medicine in the middle of the night, and there was one pharmacy that was open. Kitzur, he came to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy was open, and he says, "What a chesed you're doing with the entire city that you open the entire night." He says, "Rabbi, I'm not doing no chesed for nobody. I get paid for doing this, and that's why I'm here." He says, "Chaval, chaval. Anyhow, you're getting. Anyhow, you're here. Anyhow, it's open. Anyhow, you could be doing. You're doing chesed, right? The fact that you're getting money, it means that you're not doing chesed anymore. Of course, it's a chesed. Have a little bit in mind. Bring the Rebbeinu Shlomo to the picture." So I'm going to give us a suggestion. Why am I giving a suggestion? I just heard it. I guess it's a Shkacha Pratis. Shkacha Pratis. And that's really what the story is about. Somebody was listening to the Batachan Hotline. And they said a story from somebody who I learned with a Chavrusa about 10 years ago. About Shuvah. Who I learned with a Chavrusa 10 years ago. They mentioned this and this person called in a story. So what was the story? It wasn't really a story. And it wasn't a story of a chal. And he said as follows. He said that he's part of a Musar Vad from 10 years. He said, recently, he started writing down stories of Hashgacha Pratis. Stories of Hashgacha Pratis. He says, in the 4 months, I think he said that he's doing it. He's grown more than 10 years of joining a Musar Vad. What's the Nekuda? The Nekuda is really the Nekuda we're saying about the Meir Brachis. Nekuda is seeing the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's the if you want to know what's El, the Seder Ayoim says in the Sefer, he says that Rish Chedesh El is Shleshim Yoim Kedem Achag. He says, Shleshim Yoim Kedem Achag, you're supposed to learn Halachis. The Halachis of get ready. You're supposed to prepare yourself for the Chag. That's what Rish Chedesh El is from Rish Chedesh El. You're supposed to be preparing yourself for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To see that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is in charge of everything that goes on. To see that that's really, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is in, by Tomim Tiyam, Hashem Lekecho, the Ramban is Merich, he says, Shinisiachel Levavin, Vetam Tomim Tiyam, Hashem Lekecho, Shiniachel Levavin, Weilov Levade, Venamen Shuhu Levade, Osei Koyim, Vuyayadam Itas Kolosid, Vimen Levade, Nidrash Asidus. And he continues, Hu Eleke Elekim, Elion Alakol, Ayachobakol, Mishana Marachas Akechovim, Vamazolis, Kiritsoino, he made for Oisei's Badim, Christmas Yehulo. He says that everything, to believe that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that's Tamim Tiyel Hashem Lekecho. Don't go try to find that Asidus. That's really, so I think that's really maybe the Nekuda of El. It's to prepare yourself for Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that, to be Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you have to see that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is in the picture. One way of doing that is like Rishama Zalman said. Rishama Zalman said is Meir Brachis. Mitzchazik Meir Brachis. If a person gets up in the morning and he spends an extra 15 to 20 seconds on Birchas HaShachar, and he thinks actually that it's because of the Rebbeinu Shlomo that I'm able to see and Matir Asurim and Zekif Kefufim, and the fact that I'm a Yid is also Rebbeinu Shlomo, and the fact that I'm not a the fact that I have Yechidus to learn, the fact that I'm a all the basic things, to just bring the Rebbeinu Shlomo to the picture that it's all the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And that's really this Indian of, that's one suggestion. Another suggestion is the Hashgacha Pratis is to Mitzchazikin, I would think maybe even for Elul to do this, Mitzchazik, to try to write down. We have how many more days? 25 days till Rosh Hashanah. To write down every day one Nekuda of Hashgacha Pratis. It's mechayev you to look for the Hashgacha Pratis. That's the Yisrael. What's going to be after Hashgacha Shel, after Elul? In the Chanami, you won't do it anymore. So what good is it? You'll be back there where you beforehand. No, that's exactly what the purpose of Elul is. If we win, it's like realignment. You go, the car is not aligned. So you bring it into the shop and they realign it. Well, for what reason? Why do you have to realign your car? And anyhow, in 3-4 months, it's going to be off. Because if you don't realign it, then it goes off and goes. And when you start driving, it'll end up in the next lane. Once a year, realign it. Beit Nur Mchal says this is Seder Gita Pesach. He says we should eat matzah. Matzah is chometz is masamal the yitzara, and matzah is masamal the chiris from the yitzara. It's not mitnapeach. It doesn't blow up. It doesn't have anything else aside from flour and water. The basics. He says, this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to eat matzah 1 week a year, it'll help us break free from the Yitzhara. So he asked the obvious question, so we should have matzah the entire year. He says, nope, the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't want that. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants that once a year, you align yourself, and you're mechazik yourself. The rest of the year in the Hanami, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is such that you don't have matzah the entire year. But that chizuk, and that's the Indian of Aseres Mechuvah, you're not supposed to have, even the people in Makben on Pasakum, you're Makben during the Aseres Mechuvah. Why? As soon as Yom Kippur is over, you're getting your antimins. Well, why? For what? What am I doing? No, there's a certain ischazkus, a certain inyan to be mischazik, to show the chashivas of the days, to show that this is the ikr, really the way to do it, and even if I can't live the entire year like that. But maybe to be mischazik in this inyan, and if you miss the day, you miss the day. But either in Yonei Brachas, you can take one bracha that talks to you, or specifically, maybe to try it for Elazman, to try to look for the Hashgacha Pratis in your life, one a day. And if you miss the day, you go to the next day. But it's mechayev you to look for it, and if you look, you will find, and Beis Hashem will be prepared for Rosh Hashanah when it comes.